Hi, I'm Bill Neff. Welcome to Morning and Evening. When the Israelites came against the city of Jericho, Joshua 2:21 tells us that Rahab tied the scarlet rope in the window, as the spies had told her to do, in order to escape the coming judgment. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, writes the following. Rahab depended for her preservation upon the promise of the spies whom she looked upon as the representatives of the God of Israel. Her faith was simple and firm, and it was obedient. To tie the scarlet rope in the window was a very trivial act in itself, but she didn't dare run the risk of omitting it either. And isn't there a lesson here for you today? Have you been attending to all that God desires for your life? Even though some of His commands may seem non-essential, have you at least been baptized? Are you in the practice of observing the Lord's Supper? If you're neglecting these things, then there may be disobedience in your heart and a lack of faith in God's promise. This act of Rahab should cause us to ask, have I implicitly trusted in the precious blood of Jesus? Have I tied the scarlet cord in the window of my life? Or can I look out towards the Dead Sea of my sins or the Jerusalem of my hopes without seeing the blood of Christ and all things in connection with it? Is my scarlet cord easily seen by those who passed by, so that others openly know of my trust in Christ's atonement? And then lastly, notice that Rahab's house was on Jericho's wall. But when the wall fell flat, Rahab's house stood unmoved. In the same way, my nature is built into the wall of humanity. But when destruction comes upon this race of men, I will be secure. Today, I will tie the scarlet thread in the window afresh and rest in the peace of God. And that's today's reflection on Joshua 2:21 and the comments of Charles Spurgeon. For a free transcript of this reading, just visit our website, morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.